National Ag Day is March the 20th, and the whole week, March 19 through 25, is National Ag Week. We had an Ag Day celebration here in D.C., at the nation's capital, and the National Press Club. I want to extend a special thank you to our Ag Day sponsoring partners, ADM and John Deere. Let's acknowledge the breathtaking contribution this basic industry has made and makes every day to our country and the world. Today's average farm is 417 acres in size compared to 147 in 1900. Today's farmer feeds 129 people in the United States and abroad. And something the big city press never seems to realize, 90% of our farms are family operations. Although we don't have as many farmers on the land as we used to have, this industry, from farm to fork, still employs 15% of our nation's workforce. And we're so efficient that our consumer spends only 9% of disposable family income on food. It's such a bargain. It tastes so good. And certainly that's one reason why some of us eat too much. We are exporting nearly 30% of our production. Through hard work, efficiency, and adoption of new technology, we've been able to provide an abundance of delicious food to people at home and abroad. Times have changed. When I was a boy on the farm, we milked 10 cows by hand and bottled the milk in our basement to sell in my grandfather's store. We didn't know anything about pasteurization. We didn't have the money for a milking machine. My sisters and I, we were the milking machines. My grandfather, in many ways, was ahead of his time. In addition to his store, he sold groceries online, telephone line. Then he delivered them in his old Plymouth car. He didn't make any money selling online either, though. My father would pick 100 bushel of ear corn by hand in a whole day. Our combine today can pick and shell 100 bushel of corn in 7 minutes. Yes, a lot has changed. But the American farm is producing a greater abundance of reasonably priced food than ever before. Let's all join together in saluting the whole ag industry for its remarkable contribution. And thank you, ADM, for making this program possible. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.